you want to be a successful collector, I believe that you need to be very patient. You cannot hope that you can get everything all at once, even though you may have the resources. I'm convinced that I bought too many, and I've run out of space for everything. As a hobby, when I was in secondary school, I got my first camera from my father, Japanese camera, which I love using it. And I discovered through taking photographs that it helps me observe, it helps me discover things that I normally do not see. Some of the photographers I loved at the time, Henri Cartier-Bresson, and then later on with Elliot Erwitt, Marc Riboud, and a lot of these big names, they were all Leica users. So that got me interested. I started to look back at the early Leica models from the 1920s and then discovered that and there were many special models made. So the stories were just amazing, fascinating, and endless. How they influence photojournalism and how they started to make available small cameras, which before people were, they were carrying their big wooden cameras. Let me share with you a very special camera. This is exactly the camera which was shown on the work desk of inventor of Leica, Mr. Oscar Barnack, in the old days, as shown in this photo. We also have with us in our collection, a personal notebook of Mr. Barnack, and also the repair record of many of the cameras that perhaps came back to the factory. So this is a very, very precious item, and I've never seen another one. So this was acquired years ago from his estate. These are stickers from the German government showing that this is their own property and with military markings on it. Queen Elizabeth II, she was not only interested in photography, but she was a Leica user. This was 1986 when they first made the M6 camera for the Queen. And it's also special for collectors in Hong Kong because the Queen visited Hong Kong in 1986. I hope that the collection would tell a very good story, not just about each and every one of the items, but in terms of seeing the development and why they are so important in the development of photography going forward. It's the first book on black paint Leica ever published. We chose a very special paper that came from Italy for the cover for these Blackpink Like a books. The brass actually showed up. What's interesting about them is that no two Blackpink cameras are the same. The patina actually shows the relationship, the history of the camera with the owner. It's like a love affair. The more they use it, the more brassy it is. I love their design and also some of the innovative ideas that they use. I think for a lot of these Leica cameras, the new ones, I treat them like handbags. I carry them and I think they're beautiful. I think arts and culture and heritage development in Hong Kong are certainly on the rise. All the new developments, when we had all the new museums in West Kowloon and Tai Kun, in the end, if you can put together a collection, it could be a very big one, it could be a very small one. What is most important is the story, the thoughts behind, and your values, and in the end, how you're able to tell the story.